In this final session, we will explore various techniques that can enhance your spiritual evolution and your personal life. Based on out-of-body exploration, the universe is like a multidimensional hologram of energies, and the physical world we see around us is but the dense, thin outer crust of a massive energy projection. In a very real sense, the physical world is like the skin of an apple, and the inner worlds are the worlds we enter into during our out-of-body experience. The creation of form always begins within the inner worlds, and then slowly, with focus, begins to manifest as form in the outer worlds. Every time we have a thought, we are creating an energy mold. Just because we don't see it doesn't mean that this energy mold isn't real and valid within the inner worlds. One of the exciting things about out-of-body exploration is we have the ability to enter these inner worlds and begin to not only observe, but to begin to change the environments that exist there. This opens up an exciting opportunity that is seldom, if ever, talked about. The vast majority of people remain unaware that they create their entire world. Thoughts are creative, and every time we have a thought, we are creating an energy mold that exists within the astral dimension. These energy molds that form within the astral are the precursor to all form that exists in the physical world. Let me give you an example. When an architect begins to design a building, he is mentally creating lines on a piece of paper. He is creating a mental idea of a structure. Him and other people get together and they begin to combine their ideas, and drawings of a building slowly become manifest into architectural plans and then into building plans. In other words, these people are beginning to mold energy forms with their thoughts that are actually existing within the astral dimension. As more and more people focus on this building, they are beginning to mold this structure within the astral dimension. And as this process continues, the physical building begins to take shape. But before the physical building was ever built, this astral dimensional building was taking shape, taking form. In other words, all physical reality begins on the inner and then works its way through repeated focus of consciousness into the physical world. So the beginning point of all creation is on the inner worlds, and then manifest outward. When we have an out-of-body experience, we are entering into these inner worlds, and we are beginning to interact with the substructure of all three-dimensional form. This provides an incredible, exciting opportunity for us to not only alter the molds that are there, but to begin to form new ones. The potential of this is staggering because during an out-of-body experience, we can begin to actually build our reality. We can begin to create those energy molds that exist. I would like to share with you a personal story that will give you an idea of just how powerful this process truly is. For many years, I lived in Michigan, and I had purchased a home that had a stucco fireplace that I did not like. It was white, and my wife and I decided that we wanted to change it into a stone fireplace. This is the same room that I would have my out-of-body experiences in. I had a sofa in front of the fireplace. So in the course of my decision to change this fireplace from stucco to stone, I started to do what any homeowner would do. I started to get estimates and to find material, and I began to think about the process of what it would be to change this fireplace. And as I did, I finally found a builder, and we had a drawing made up of exactly how I wanted the new fireplace to look. And during one of my out-of-body experiences, an extremely interesting thing occurred. I left my body, moved 10 feet away. I was still in my living room. And during my out-of-body experience, I moved 10 feet away from my body, and I realized that I was next to the fireplace. And as I began to observe my new reality and look around in the out-of-body state, I noticed something that was remarkable. My fireplace was beginning to change form. It was changing into a stone structure. The old flat white structure was gone, and it was beginning to take the form of a three-dimensional stone fireplace, but it wasn't fully constructed yet. It was almost like it was semi-transparent, but it was obviously now made of some much more three-dimensional substance like stone. I stared at this for several moments because I couldn't believe it, because I realized immediately the significance. I was observing the substructure of my reality changing due to my focused thoughts that I had in the physical world. In other words, the change was already beginning in the astral dimension. I was molding my new reality already by my own thoughts. I think the significance of this is clear. I was extremely excited because for me, this was evidence of exactly what I knew was a constant in all of our personal realities. We create our reality on every level with our focused thought. But when we're on the astral, we have the ability to, in a very elegant way, begin to influence these energy molds in ways that are beyond our current comprehension. After returning to my body, I wrote down everything and was extremely excited because I knew that this was something that was occurring all the time. And I began to explore and began to use this in various ways. When you track our thoughts, you will find that every physical object in your life has started with a thought. In a very real sense, we were creating our reality molds in this subtle dimension. Now, I'd like to share with you a method, a technique that very few people are aware of. During an out-of-body experience, we have the capability to actually mold our new physical reality. For instance, let me share with you just one example. If you wish to have a new car, be specific about it. You can actually, during an out-of-body experience, because of the subtle nature of this energy reality, if you think about a new red sports car and focus upon it, this new vehicle will begin to manifest before you. What you're doing is creating the energy mold of a new object that with enough attention and focus will manifest in the physical world. Most people are unaware, but all around them, they are carrying with them their future energy molds, this energy. This is exactly what psychics read when you have a reading. They are reading your personal energy field, and they are beginning to pick up on these energy molds that you are creating. And that's what they generally are commenting on. These molds exist not only for physical objects, but also for relationships. During an out-of-body experience, we have the capability to absolutely begin to not only create new energy molds in our personal life, but to alter the ones that are currently there. We can begin to build our new reality from the inside out. The potential of this is unlimited. I've experimented with this for 2 decades, and I'd like to share with you just some of the results. In my book, Adventures Beyond the Body, I write about a place that I went to during out-of-body experiences in the 80s. And it was a house on the water, and the waves were crashing, and then there was large windows and this vista. And I talk about, in my out-of-body experience, listening to the waves and how the waves seem to be consciousness. Well, what I found interesting was, during many out-of-body experiences, that had become, for lack of a better word, like a home base for me. That was a comfortable place that I would go to. What I found remarkable over 15 years later is that I purchased a beach house, and I didn't even realize it at the time, but it was almost a duplicate of this exact energy home that I visited so often during out-of-body experiences. I currently own a home on the beach that is like that. And it didn't even hit me until later that I had already built the energy mold when I was out of body, and that the physical took very little effort on my part. It just manifested. My point is that we are creating all of our reality every moment of every day. But during an out-of-body experience, we can begin to do it on a much more conscious and much more elegant fashion. We are the creators of our personal world, and we have the ability to shape and mold it any way that we choose. And during out-of-body experiences, we can focus our attention and we can build any reality we choose. The potential of this is staggering, but I think you see that the potential is available to all of us. So for now on, during your own out-of-body experiences, become more and more aware that you are the creative force. When you accept your own creative ability, you become more and more powerful during every experience. Nothing can get in your way. Nothing can slow your personal progress. Nothing can restrict your spiritual development because you own your power. The more we use these techniques, the more we internalize our personal ability to create our reality in ways that are just profound on every level. The more we open ourselves to our own potential, the more that potential will expand and grow in our own personal lives. This process is the energy dynamics of creation. This is the ancient secret behind all real magic, faith healing, shamanism, and psychic phenomena. This is the energy creation that has been used for centuries in various spiritual paths to impact the physical world. Thoughts are things, and the bottom line is we have the capability to absolutely have profound experiences and begin to take control of our personal creations in our lives.